It's been a crazy day baking, and we've literally just finished, and Philip's arrived at exactly the moment where we were taking out the last of the cakes from the cake making course. And Philip is from Pellier Olive Oil, and he's actually come all the way to Pittsford from Greece to have a chat with me about these olive oils that he's supplying in the UK now. The truth is, I don't normally go wild for olive oil. Some olive oils are absolutely delicious and some are just kind of mediocre, but this olive oil that I tasted of yours, I thought was absolutely delicious. Thank you. Philip, can you tell me why that is?
Well, the first reason is that it's pure olive oil. It was pressed locally in the press. The olives went directly to the press. They were hand-picked. It was done during the cold extraction method, and then they've got packaged at the cold press, at the olive press, and come directly to England. So there's not been any blending involved, which unfortunately happens a lot with olive oil. So most of the time when you buy an olive oil from a supermarket and it says extra virgin, it might not be, even though it says it is. But I don't want to say negative things about other people. I'd rather say positive things about my olive oil. So all I can say is I like to compare it to fresh orange juice compared to concentrate orange juice. And this is the fresh orange juice of olive oil. It's basically a fruit that's been squeezed, and it's a fruit juice that's fresh and has that taste.
It has a lot of vibrancy, and I must admit it was a very vibrant one. And when I made my buffalo milk feta, which we called fetalo, because you're not allowed to call it feta, I used it in that, and it really enhanced the flavours. But I'm quite interested in a couple of things. You've almost got a cooperative going on there, haven't you?
Yeah, well, what happens is, in Greece, there are a lot of families that own land, and as the generations go on, the land gets split. So there's a lot of families which have a couple of acres with 100 olive trees, 50 olive trees, maybe 300 olive trees, and each one of these farmers produces maybe a ton, 2 tons of olive oil. And that's not enough to do a business on themselves. They'll consume a bit for themselves, but most of the rest they'll sell on to some trader. And usually the easiest thing to do is a trader comes with a truck into a village and says, I'm offering this much per kilo of olive oil. And they go, they get cash for their olive oil, and then the olive oil leaves and usually goes to Italy, where it's blended with other olive oils, and the story goes on. So the idea was, which wasn't my idea, it was a business partner who's local, who came up with the idea, that we gather up some of the farmers, we offer them a small premium over what they're being paid from the traders, but not much, but a small premium, so they can have something more out of it as well. Employing local labor to package it and to do all the work there, putting the name of the village and the story of where the olive oil comes from on the bottles, and exporting it as an olive oil from this region. One of the difficulties faced by other people that have done the same that I have done is that because we're getting from many producers, it's very difficult to have the exact consistency which you will have if you have an industrialized product. But again, if you have the exact consistency, it's not a natural product.
It's an artisanal product.
Yeah.
Now, I know that Greece has had its fair share recently of troubled economic times.
Yeah.
How important is this olive oil to those farmers?
It's very important. And it's very important that moves are done to export the olive oil, and the profits of this olive oil comes to Greece and doesn't get outside Greece, which is what has happened so far. And one of the most important things in this is that it's woken up some of the politicians to make setting up companies in Greece and doing business in Greece a bit easier. Because until 2-3 years ago, the cost of setting up a company in Greece was almost prohibitive of doing a business.
It was much easier for the farmers to sell to these big conglomerates that were then making massive commercial blends to be exported under an Italian name than it was for them to sell either to their own people or to export directly.
Yeah, very much so. The other thing I'd like to add on why this olive oil has a unique taste is olives, like wine, which comes from grapes, come from different varieties. And different regions in Greece have many varieties, and different countries have different varieties. So the most common Greek olive oil is the one that's known from Kalamata. It's called the Koroneiko olive. And this produces a very...
We've had a slight technical glitch there, so I'll ask you that again, Philip. You were talking about the variety of the olives.
Olives. So we use the Manaki variety of olives, which are found in the northern Peloponnese region near the town of ancient Epidavros, which have actually been grown for thousands of years. And what's unique about the olive oil produced from these olives, it has no bitterness and has a subtle taste, but a very strong taste, but very subtle taste. And it's excellent for using in foods because it absorbs the food and it enhances the taste of the food. While many other olive oils, which are very bitter and very strong tasting, you'll taste the food after and it tastes like olive oil. It doesn't taste so much of the food. So it's very good at enhancing the flavour of the actual food rather than dominating it.
I did find, to be fair, that when I had it with the feta, that the taste of the feta came through. It wasn't like I was eating something that had sat in olive oil for several weeks. So that's probably one of the reasons I liked it so much. You're right, it's got... It will interact with the food rather than dominate it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the idea. And the other thing that we've done and the way we've approached it in the UK, at least to start with, is we've set up an online store here. And we package our olive oil in 3-litre bag-in-box, which inside the bag is it's an aluminium-coated bag, which is specially designed and certified to be used with olive oil and protects it perfectly. And you have a little tap system, because with a traditional tin, they're very heavy to pick up, they spill, they're messy. So it's a very convenient system, and you can fill little bottles with it. And the other thing is that olive oil is very heavy, so people don't want to carry heavy things from the supermarket and so on. So through our site, within 2 days, we can have it to your door, very reasonably priced. And I think it's a very good product to have.
So anyone can buy this olive oil off you at the moment. You can buy it as the public or as a catering establishment or just, you know, anybody who wants to supply it could buy it.
No, anyone can go onto our website, which is paleia.co.uk. And it has some information there on us and olive oil generally. We have some...
There's a good video actually on there about how it gets picked, which I thought was very interesting. I want to come back, Philip, to one quick question. And I want to ask you something. We, as in you know, as part of Europe, what have you, we don't realise how difficult life is for the farmers. We have a lot of problems with our farmers here. We're not always getting a fair price for things. Has that traditionally been the case with olive oil in Italy? From in Greece, I beg your pardon, have people sort of been taking advantage of the economic situation, and has this olive oil helped protect any farmers?
Well, the story with farmers goes a long way, and not just in olive oil. I mean, Greece has a serious problem. For example, we grow lemons, but we import lemons from Chile, and we grow tomatoes, and we bring tomatoes from Belgium. So overall, for a country with such arable land and such great weather, it's a great shame that Greece does not produce products and export products and instead imports products. With olive oil, the farmers are not making much money out of it at the moment. It's not a huge amount of work to cultivate, so it's not costing them a lot of time. But the price of olive oil is very, very low. And by bringing attention to these towns and bringing attention to where it comes from and letting people learn that Greek olive oil is actually very, very good, it will raise the profile and the price will go up. At the moment, unfortunately, the price cannot be much higher because people won't buy it. So it's a slow process, but certainly the farmers are being paid a tiny bit more from us than what they are being paid by traders. And they're very happy to sell to us. They like what we're doing very, very, very much.
So are you giving them an above the market value? You give them above the market price for their olive oil.
Yeah, I give them a few cents extra per kilo than what the traders give. But again, you know, the traders drive a very hard bargain, and they have a business to run as well. So the idea is that there's two ways of making money. I mean, there's one way of making money where everyone else loses money and you make money, or you can make money by making money for everyone else. And I think that's the greatest way. Everyone's happy. So if the farmers do well, we do well, and our customers are happy with the product, that's a perfect way of doing business and a good way to sleep at night. So that's the target. And I hope that's what we're doing.
Fantastic. Philip, I'm very honoured that you've come all the way from Greece to chat with me about it. I hope that I will be able to visit. But for anybody who wishes to buy this olive oil, it is, I can personally say that it's probably one of the most delicious I've had. So it's a high recommendation because I'm actually Italian. I'm telling everyone that this Greek olive oil is the nicest I've had. So there you are. That's a high recommendation indeed.
That means a lot. Thank you very, very much. And thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, Philip.